Welcome back to Racing Pulse. Time now to have a chat to Archie Alexander. He's got a nice team entered today, and we're also looking forward to seeing some of his spring stars returning to the track. How are you, Archie?
Hi, Michael. Very well, thanks.
Who are you most excited about from a spring point of view? Is it Shayu?
Yeah, probably. I think she went very close in an Empire Rose when she was only very lightly raced and only sort of that was her first attempt in a Group One. I think she was beaten 1.3 lengths or something. So I guess her. But we've got a few nice horses underneath her that are still a little bit unproven, but could step up to the plate. But she's probably the benchmark. You know, she was Group One placed last year, and hopefully we can go a little bit better this spring.
What's her main spring aim? Is it to get back to the Empire Rose?
Yeah, exactly. She's her record at Flemington is nearly unbeaten. You know, it's very good there. She loves it. I think just the big flat spaces. She races well, and especially being lightly raced and fresh, and just having a sort of not too pressed. Really, we've found giving her time in between runs. Sometimes it's happened by accident because she does have a few setbacks, and she's had a rocky life. When she goes into those races fresh, she's unbeaten, fresh first up. So, that would be her aim.
Another exciting OTI horse is Eagles Craig, who we've only seen a couple of appearances and undefeated. What could you be doing with this former international European galloper?
Yeah, so he got a little bit of a splint, had a little bit of minor pain over the winter months, so we just backed off him, and he's had one trial, a good trial. He was supposed to trial tomorrow, but that's been washed off at Horsham. So just wherever the next grass trials are, he'll have a second trial, and then he'll be ready to run. But he's lightly raced, and he isn't too highly rated at the moment, so we can just go through our grades. But you would like to think he could be in a nice spring race somewhere in the next few months, but let's get him back to the race. See how we go, but he's in really good form.
Yeah, we'll keep a good eye out for him when he returns. Can we kick off the day with a winner today, Star Spirit? Drawn a little awkwardly, but the wet track today may not be a disadvantage, and gee, was impressive on debut.
Yeah, really good. She's a filly we've always liked, and she was good against the older horses at Swan Hill. Obviously, the fair jump from Swan Hill to go to town, but she did enough to come here with a bit of confidence. Brown will be a bit of a question mark, but you know, she's a good filly, and it'll be good to see where she measures up to some of the better ones.
Petruccio in race number 5, I'd imagine you'd be pretty confident we'll get through the ground, and is a horse that looks like it's got its foot on the till. It's ready to win.
Yeah, you'd think so. His first two runs have been good. I always like to see them when they're nice and consistent. You know, they're in a patchy form, and he's been good this prep. I think today's a weaker race than the last start, where it was a very tough race. They went hard the whole way. Brown, like you say, won't be a worry. He's run once before on a heavy. He plowed through the ground that day. He was fine. So, he would be the one we're really looking forward to today.
Swiss Hero is probably the third stringer of your chances today. What chance do you give Swiss Hero?
Yeah, he sort of got a little bit unlucky last start, so I'd probably forget that start before that. He was very good at Swan Hill. Like you said, he is probably an outsider, but the real heavy ground, I'm not quite sure what to make of that. He's never been on a heavy track. He's been placed in town on a soft. So we'll just see, but he's fitting well, and he'll run nicely, but whether or not they're a little bit good for him on this ground, I'm not sure. But, yeah, he will be the outsider of the three.
Got a nice text from a listener here asking, who is Archie's next Lord Fandango? I backed him at $300 to $1, $76 a place in the Caulfield Cup, and got nosed out for third from Matty O.
Yeah, no, we remember that day. It was painful for me as it was for Matty O, whoever Matty O is. But the next one, it's hard to find those horses. Put me on the spot a bit. A nice player coming through the field. I don't know if we've got one as good as him, but hopefully we've got one that we don't even know about that's young plenty of nice 2-year-olds on race days, but nothing at his level yet.
That's all right. We'll settle for Petruccio, the best of the day today, eh?
Exactly. Hopefully he can get the ball rolling.
Good on you, Archie. Best of luck.
Cheers. Thank you, Mike.